ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. Today we are looking at praying in the name of Jesus. Praying in the name of Jesus. I would want to stand on the existing, teaching that has come up here that we've had either at the God Experience Service or other we have had here at the Beautiful Exchange Service, talking about prayer in the prayer series. And I would also want to encourage us to go back to the podcast, go back to the YouTube channel, the Facebook channel, to also listen over and over, because it will do us great good when we listen over and over and we receive, the full package of this series, of what God has for us in this series. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praying in the name of Jesus. Our text for this, our teaching, is from the book of John chapter 14, also John chapter 16. But I will read from John chapter 14 first. John chapter 14, if you can help me display on the screen. John chapter 14. Glory to God. Says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also. No. I mean John chapter 14, verse 13. 13 to 14. Thank you. God bless you. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you, go to the verses, preceding this verse, you will see how Jesus, was talking about the experience that he's going to have as he was transiting or exiting this world and encouraging them, on how they can do greater works, that he did, and they can do the same work that he did and greater works more than Jesus did. And he was telling them that, hey guys, I am leaving this world. I am exiting this world. I am leaving the scene, for you to play your role, to play your part. And you can't expect me, as I'm leaving now, you can't expect me to, still be in this same position with you to do the things that you need to do, to carry on the good works that I have started. You have to go on with this work. You have to do this work. So it was about leaving this world, and it needed to prepare the heart of this, of his disciples, and by extension, the church that we are here today. He was about to go to the cross. He was about to die. He was about to fulfill the mandate of redemption, the plan of redemption that God has for humanity, for mankind. So he needed to establish a model of prayer for them. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 6, from verse 16 to 13, he established a model for them back then. But that model was premise on the Old Testament, because the new birth hasn't taken place. Jesus hasn't died. The new covenant, the New Testament hasn't started, at that time. So he was trying to teach them the Lord's Prayer. And he said, can we quickly go to that? Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. From verse 6. Thank you. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. You can see there that he didn't say pray to your Father in my name. Okay? It was in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. You know, the new birth hasn't taken place at that time. And he says, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, you know, and he went on and on like that. So what I want to bring out there is that this model of prayer existed, you know, to be used back then before Jesus went to the cross. Because the kingdom of God has come. Hallelujah, somebody. The kingdom of God has come. He said the kingdom of God is in you. So the kingdom of God is in us right now. The kingdom of God is in you right now. You can exercise, you know, the dominion, the victory, the power of that kingdom of God right inside of you, from the inside of you. Hallelujah. So he needed to establish that for them back then so that they can use that to pray. But as he was about to go to the cross, he said there is a new dimension to this prayer. All right, there is a new instruction, a new rule, you know, to this prayer that you have to pray, because everything you were having, everything you were receiving was for free. Yeah, you will still receive them for free, but there will be a tweak. Because I was there, right there. Whenever you need money, I provided the money. Whenever you need bread, he multiplied the bread. Didn't he? He multiplied the bread. When the storm, you know, rose, you know, as they were journeying on the sea, you know, it was right there to calm the sea, to calm the storm for them. But he's saying, hey, guys, I'm leaving the scene for you. I'm leaving this place. And you have to do this, you know, by yourself, through the channel of my Father, but in my name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he taught them this model of the prayer, you know, which has to do with the New Testament believers. We as believers today, the praying in Jesus' name is for us. The praying in Jesus' name was not for them. Because what will enact that prayer, what will bring about the fulfillment of that prayer, has not been ratified. It has not been ratified. But thanks be to God, because that plan of redemption was not truncated. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I said the plan of redemption was not truncated. The devil tried all he could. Satan tried all he could. You know, he came through the Pharisees, the Sadducees, you know, so that they can truncate that. At some point, the Bible made us to understand that they wanted to stone Jesus. But he slipped, you know, right in the midst of them. They couldn't do it. They couldn't, you know, stone him. At some point, the Bible recorded that they wanted to push him off the cliff. Hallelujah. But because God has a plan for us today, God has a plan for us today, so redemption must be carried out. The work of redemption must be carried out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me quickly go. Jesus He went to the cross, and he now stands as our mediator. He now stands as our mediator. You know, when he said, you're going to pray to the Father, he didn't say, pray to me. He didn't instruct them, pray to Jesus. If he had instructed them that pray to Jesus, the prayer would be like praying to Jesus in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But because he regards the Father as the source. And you know, the pastor has also shared with us that the Father means the source. The source. And he needed to let them see that God the Father is your source. While I have gone from the word here, I want you to see the Father as your source. And the same thing is, you know, being driven down to us today. We still see God the Father as our source. Hallelujah. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, says, thanks be to God, and thanks be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Let's read from the screen. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One thing Jesus also did for them, you know, back then, was to also establish this father figure before the Jews. You know, the Jews, they saw God as extremely dangerous, dreadful. You know, at some point, God told Moses that, see, don't let these people come to this mountain. Because if they come near me, they will die. So they've perceived God as that extremely dangerous. But Jesus came to change the narrative for them that this God that you've seen as being extremely dangerous is a good father. He's a good God who cares for you. Hallelujah. He cares for us. The Bible talked about, you know, our God in 1 Peter 5. It says, he cares for us affectionately and he cares about us watchfully. Praise the Lord. So he needed to let them see this side of the Father, that he is a good Father. He is a good God. And he is the one you need to pray to. He is the one you need to cry to. And he is the one you need to make requests, you know, from. Let's open to Book of John. Book of John, chapter 16. And we are going somewhere tonight, and we will see the importance of praying in the name of Jesus. John 16 from verse 23. Thank you, Lord. And in that day, you know, the Old King James says, either to. You know, it says, either to, until now. That it was referring in another scripture. It says, either to, until now, you have not asked for something in my name. But this one is saying, in that day, you will ask me nothing. That is the day after he has, you know, died, after his death, his burial and resurrection, and he has taken his blood to present it before the Father to say, I have completed the work. I have done the work. No, mankind has been redeemed back to you through my blood. And say, in that day, it is when, you know, in that day, you begin to use this model of prayer in praying in my name. You know, Jesus saw ahead, you know, what he was going to go through. You know, the Bible made us to understand that while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying, you know, humanly speaking, you know, he foresaw the agony. He foresaw the pain, you know, was going to go through. And the Bible said he was crying to the Father, praying to the Father, if it be possible, let this cup, you know, pass over me, if possible. But because the Father has a plan, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah 53, is that it was the will of the Father. It was the will of the Father to let him go to the cross to die for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he was praying with that agony, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass over me. Because he saw the pain in it. But because God has a plan that you have to go through this for the sake of bringing these people back into fellowship with me, of bringing them back into union with me. He had to submit to the will of God. He says, Father, it's not my will, but your will be done. But your will be done. And it was after that that the prayer model he gave to the disciple, you know, will begin to work for them. Because it has to be in the name of Jesus. It has to be in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus himself has not been glorified at that time he gave them the model. But after the death, the Bible said he was glorified. God exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Both of things in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. That means as we are standing, there are creatures underneath the earth. Hallelujah. So that was when that name, you know, got power, got grace, got the dominion mandate to work for us on earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We also need to establish what prayer is. I know Pastor also has talked about prayer at some point in this series, but I just need to also let us know that prayer is a legal activity. Prayer is a legal activity. It's not a religious activity. As some, we count prayer, you know, we've seen over time, we've heard over time, you know, where prayers are being led, how people, you know, pray religiously. I don't know. I mean, I've heard it. Yes. There is a church very close to my, you know, apart my flat. They pray. I mean, they pray every time. I was just laughing that day while I was home. And I was hearing them pray. I was hearing them, I don't know if he's a man of God, leading the prayer. Say, Wakpari Woruko Jesu, Len Mary. You know, the name of Jesus is as powerful as Jesus himself. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't need to call the name of Jesus 7 times, 3 times, 10 times before that name responds to you. Yeah. There is a grace that comes with that name. There is a power that comes with that name. Hallelujah. So we need to change these narratives. You know, prayer has been massacred. Prayer has been taught wrongly. And thank God for, this time, this period, that this series is coming to us. And we need to embrace this. So prayer is not a religious activity. It's not. It is a legal activity based on our legal standing, our legal right before God the Father. Hallelujah. Based on the work of redemption that Jesus did for us. So it is on that basis that we approach the Father to pray in the name of Jesus. Prayer is also petition. You know, another Hebrew word for prayer is petition. It's petition. So it is enforcing the purpose of God on earth, based on the word of God, you know, based on the constitution of the kingdom. The constitution of the kingdom is the word of God. This is the kingdom we are operating in, the kingdom of God. We have a constitution, and this constitution is the word of God. So we establish our prayer, our requests, our petitions based on this constitution. And sometimes when you want to put up a petition, the petition, you know, it has to be based on the constitution of a particular, maybe probably a country. It has to be based on the policy of an organization. It has to be based on the instruction or precept that has been set by an organization. Now, I remember back when the NSAS came, you know, people were raising petitions to the United States, you know, to the United Nations, rather, you know, asking them, you know, they are the higher authority, and you also petition the higher authority, you know, to intervene over a matter. to intervene over a situation. So when we pray before God, we are engaging a higher authority. God is that higher authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But it has to be on the basis of the word of God. It has to be on the basis of the constitution of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. I remember one of the senior pastors also mentioned that when you pray, you don't pray your own prayer. You pray according to the word of God. You pray on the basis of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Prayer is conversation with God, with a high authority. It is a dialogue with the Father. And it is also comes with mutual understanding, you know, in a relationship. Prayer is relationship. Prayer is based on relationship. It's based on relationship. You know, for you to approach God, because a lot of people don't know how to approach the Father figure. Hallelujah. God being our Father, you know, a lot of people or believers, so to say, they are afraid to approach God. They are afraid to approach God. And the Bible made us to understand in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, come boldly. He has given us that grace. He has given us that open, you know, access. Come boldly to the throne of grace, you know, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So the need for us to go to the Father with openness, to go to the Father, you know, with simplicity, you know, to go to the Father, believing the Father will intervene on our behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because the Father is also willing to, you know, have that fellowship, that relationship with us. He's craving for it. He's craving for it. The reason why God had to put up the plan of Jesus coming to earth is for relationship. So that he can gain, you know, that relationship back with man. Because man, relinquished that relationship, you know, over to the devil. And God was looking out for a means where he could bring it back. And that was why he made that plan out, you know, for Jesus to come and restore us back into that relationship. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, says, it reminds us for the need to call. He says, call unto me. And I will show you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. That means it takes two, you know, to come into agreement. The Bible says two cannot work together except they agree. Hallelujah. So that means we have to be in agreement with the Father in that relationship. We have to be in agreement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, there is the need to pray to the Father, who is the source. There is the need to pray to the Father. He is the source of divine health. He is the source of supplies. He is the source of salvation. He is the source of, whatever good things you can think of in life, he is the source. He is the source. Hallelujah. John chapter 16, verse 23. We still go back to that same text, our foundational text for this teaching. John chapter 16, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Verse 23. Verse 23, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Whatever you ask the Father, whatever is whatever. Just like the word says in Mark 11, 23. You know, it says, whatsoever. Whatsoever. It also means whatever. Whatsoever means whatsoever. In fact, if unbeliever picks on this, you know, scripture and pray on it, that whatever they ask for will be granted to them. Whatsoever, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. He will give it you. Hallelujah. So he is the source. He is the provider. He is the source. He is the provider. Hallelujah. Prayer to the Father requires a relationship. We said that. So it is prayer in petition, supplication. You know, it can only prosper in relationship. Prayer, petition, supplication can only prosper in relationship with the Father. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7 to 8, he said, abide in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. If you abide in me, the need for us to abide in that relationship. Why am I staying longer in this? Because we need to make it clear that the place of relationship, the principle of relationship is important, you know, in praying in the name of Jesus. Praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. It is very important. It is very important. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. You will ask what you desire. And there is that place of my words abiding in you. The word of God. If the word of God doesn't dwell in you much, you will find it a bit difficult to pray. You will find it difficult to engage, you know, the counsel of God, the will of God on earth. You will find it difficult to do, you know, certain things on earth as believer. That's why he says, my words must abide in you when you pray. Because it is that same word you take to the Father, you present to the Father. Hallelujah. And when he sees his word, he is obliged, he is obligated to do whatever it is that you have come, you have asked him for in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So relationship is mutual and it takes two to establish that. And it's you have to keep it going. You have to keep it going because prayer is continuous. Prayer is not just one stop. Hallelujah. I've had experiences while growing up, you know, praying. Thank God I came from a praying home. You know, and they pray scripturally. Praise the Lord. But at some point, my mom will have to take me to our prayer meetings. You know, while I was, you know, small, while I was growing up. You know, we take you there. It's not that I don't know how to pray. I would just be looking. But as I was there, I was receiving that. I was enjoying that atmosphere. I was also imbibing that culture of prayer. Because as they pray with the word of God. So I was picking up on those things. And as I was growing up also, you know, having to do things in life, having to, you know, meet challenges and all that in life, I began to, you know, practice most of those things. And they are working. Hallelujah. I want you to say to yourself, the word works. The word works. The word works. So it is on the basis of the word that we present to the Father in prayer that it makes things happen for us. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So why pray in Jesus' name? Why do we need to pray in Jesus' name? There are a lot of reasons why we need to pray in Jesus' name. Okay? But I will need to establish, you know, something to make us understand why the name of Jesus is important in the place of our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Name is necessary where a person or authority is absent physically. You know, you can also use the name of a person, you know, to transact business, to do something, all right? While the person is not there with you, you can use that name. Because the person has probably given you the access, the authority to use that name. Some people, they collect check, and when they sign on that check, they don't know how to sign, the normal signing we do, you know, they just put their name. Am I right? They just put their name and they hand you over the check and you take it to the bank. And when when you get to the bank, they already recognize the signature of that person. And when they see that signature, they will respond to that check. Praise the Lord. So the name of Jesus is the signature of heaven on earth. The name of Jesus is the signature of heaven on earth. Heaven responds to that name on earth. Demons, you know, on earth or in the air, they respond to that name. Hallelujah. So it's the signature of heaven on earth. Praise the Lord. Name is also a reference to a word in law, which means advocate. It means advocate. In law terms, you know, it means advocate. But Jesus now stands as our advocate in heaven. Glory to God. I say Jesus now stands as our advocate in heaven. He stands as our advocate. So an advocate stands between you and the judge, you know, pleading your case on your behalf. Praise the Lord. 1 John 2, 1 says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It's not only for our sin that Jesus advocates for. He advocates for sickness because he is our healer now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He advocates for our poverty. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, you know, that he was made poor so that we might become rich. So he is seated, at the right hand of the Father, advocating for us. In fact, the Bible talked about the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. When a believer mess up and probably asking for confessing before the Father, do you think Jesus, do you know how many of us are on the earth? And you think Jesus, you know, is responding to that one, is responding to that confession, is responding to that confession? No, it is his blood that is advocating for everyone at that particular time. Because you can't tell how many people are confessing their sin at a singular time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't tell how many people are pleading the blood of Jesus, you know, over a particular situation. It's that blood. The blood is there, you know, before the Father, you know, advocating for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jesus did not instruct us to pray to him. He didn't instruct us to pray to him. He says, pray to the Father. Pray to the Father in my name. In my name. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name. In fact, the verse 24 of that chapter 16. He says, don't think I will ask the Father for you. I will not ask that. I'm not the one that will ask the Father for you. You are the one that will ask the Father. But I am just there. So when your petition comes, when your request comes, when God sees you, he sees Jesus. He sees Jesus. He sees Jesus. When he sees that petition premised on the word of God, he sees Jesus. Hallelujah. The Hebrew name of Jesus is Yahweh, which means the Lord. Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is salvation. And salvation here means deliverer. He is our deliverer. He is our healer. He is our restorer. He is our redeemer. Hallelujah. So embedded in that name of Jesus is the name Yahweh. That is the Lord, my salvation. The Lord, my healer. the Lord my restorer, the Lord my provider. You know, Amplified Classic renders chapter 16 of that same John, you know, that verse 23. It renders it that Amplified Classic. Okay, can you go to the next verse? No, verse 23. Okay. And when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. As presenting all that. Who is Jesus to you? We may want to ask that question. In that particular situation, at that minute where you so need the help of God, who is he to you at that time? And how do you approach God? You know, using that name to make a request before the Father. Some people will say, in fact, they've misled us while growing up in school. I don't know if they still do that in school today. Praying for the sake of Jesus. Say, bless this food, oh Lord, for Christ's sake. It's the wrong prayer. Praise the Lord. It's a wrong prayer. Bless this food, oh Lord. Is it Jesus I want to eat that food or you? So I too was just coming to term with that prayer that, come to think of it, that prayer is wrong, you know. And of course, they teach children in school and they just take it. What do they know? Okay. But we are saying now that we don't pray in Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. Or for the sake of Jesus, rather. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I can't say I am praying to God the Father, I need a car. I'm praying to God the Father, believing him for a car in Jesus' sake. Is it Jesus that will come to ride that car? No. I'm the one that needs the car. I want to enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Jesus lives in me, okay? But positionally, Jesus is not here physically. Praise the Lord. He's not here physically. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we don't pray for Jesus' sake. We pray in the name of Jesus. Embedded in the name of Jesus is the power of God. Embedded in the name of Jesus is the power of God. Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. So embedded in that name is the power of God. Is the power of God. And we need to come to term with that the name of Jesus carries power. Because a lot of people just mention the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They are familiar, used to, you know, calling that name. But in that name, there is power. There is strength. There is healing. There is favor. There is goodness. There is direction. In that name of Jesus. There is authority in that name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jesus made Christ legal on earth. I'm trying to show us this so that we'll know why, you know, how important it is to pray in that name of Jesus. Jesus made Christ legal on earth. What do I mean? Jesus means Savior, right? It means Savior. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. It says, his name shall be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. He will save his people from their sin. So Jesus was the will of God in action on earth, you know, as human. He needed the flesh to fulfill his assignment on earth, his work on earth. But originally, you know, originally, he is Christ, the anointed one. Hallelujah. He is Christ, the anointed one. And Christ means anointed. You know, from the Greek word Christos, it means anointed one. When God established the IVF in the womb of Mary, yes, that was IVF, because it wasn't the Jesus' birth wasn't the natural, you know, birth. It was supernatural. Hallelujah. It was supernatural. So God, for that process not to be truncated, the process of redemption not to be truncated, you know, by the gene that has been corrupted, you know, from Adam, God had to, you know, empower, overshadow Mary, the womb of Mary, you know, by his spirit. By his spirit, you know, the angel said, Mary asked, how will this thing happen? How will it take place? He says, the power of the Most High will overshadow, we brood over you. We brood over you. We brood over you. And Christ is spirit, the anointed one, because he was, you know, he was made possible in the womb of Mary by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit, that is the Spirit of God. But he needed the body to walk on earth, to do the work on earth. You know, that's why he's called the Son of Man, Jesus. Hallelujah. He was referred to the Son of God. You know, Jesus asked the disciple, who do you think, I mean, people say I am? What have they been calling? You've been interacting with them. You've been moving with them. What do they say I am? You know, Peter said, you are the Christ. That is, you are the anointed one. He didn't say you are Jesus. He says you are the Christ, the anointed one. But he needed to live with this body. You know, that was why he was named Jesus. To carry that anointing, you know, to do the work of ministry, to do the work of redemption on earth. Hallelujah. So it shows how powerful Jesus is on earth. We've established that in the book of Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. So Christ, the Son of God, a spirit being, needed Jesus, a Son of Man, a physical being, to walk, and work on earth in order for God the Father to complete his plan of redemption. So Jesus is a divine being, God in human flesh. Hallelujah. God in human flesh. God in human flesh. God in human flesh. While I wrap this up, Jesus is the key to the authority of Christ on earth legally. Hallelujah. He is the key. He is the key. And he has handed over that key. He has handed us that key, you know, to do ministry, to do work, to do the good work on earth. He has handed it over to us. He has handed it over to us. Jesus is our model of dominion authority. He says in Mark 16 from verse 17. It's our dominion authority. It's our dominion authority. Because we cannot tell the devil to pack his load without engaging the name of Jesus. Without using the name of Jesus. He says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. You can do business in the name of Jesus. Yes. You can execute that project in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In my name, they will cast out demons. Not only to pray in his name, but in his name, we will cast out demons. In his name, we will speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Next verse. In his name, we will take up serpents. It says, in his name, if we drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt us. In his name. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover in his name. I'll quickly share this story about Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber in England. You know, he does plumbing work in many houses back then. There was this particular day, he was in a house in the neighborhood, you know, working on a plumbing, you know, job. And a woman saw her in the neighborhood, you know, saw a light, a shining light all over his face. And the woman, you know, will come to where he is, look at him. The woman will run back, you know, to where she was. The woman will run to him, look at him. She will run back to where she was. And Smith was wondering, what's wrong with this woman? You know, I'm looking at Pastor, the light, and I will run back. You know, he was wondering, what's wrong with this woman? You know, and Smith Wigglesworth needed to send one of his apprentices on an errand. So he quickly sent that apprentice an errand. So the woman noticed the apprentice had gone. So she now came to Smith Wigglesworth and was asking him, what is this light on your face? Smith Wigglesworth was wondering, what light is on my face? Said, there is this beaming light on your face. You know, it's radiating on your face. And I could see that you are joyful. Hallelujah. You are joyful. So Smith Wigglesworth now sat the woman down. He said, you know what? Before I left home this morning, before we took our breakfast, two of our children, they were down with sickness, you know, over the night. And they were sick on the bed. They couldn't stand up on the bed. So he came down to eat the breakfast, but the wife said, the children are upstairs, you know, sick, and they can't come down. So he quickly, you know, himself and his wife, they went to the children's room and they lay hands on the children, praying in the name of Jesus over the children. And immediately those children were healed. Hallelujah. Immediately they were healed. And they all came back down, you know, to the dining table. They ate joyfully, rejoicing. And the account of the experience said he was glad, he was joyful that healing took place that morning. So that was the beaming light that was on his face that morning when the woman saw Smith Wigglesworth. The woman was like, oh, I too want to experience this light. I want to experience this joy. Hallelujah. Jesus said, ask that your joy may be full. Ask that your joy may be full. You are asking you are asking the Father in the name of Jesus. As the Father is hearing your request, you know, paying attention to your request in the name of Jesus, he is attending to that request because Jesus is involved. And when Jesus is involved, your joy becomes full. Hallelujah. Your joy becomes full. I mean, if anyone is here, you are believing God for money or finances over a project, huge project, and that money comes all of a sudden, what do you think will happen to you? You will be joyful, you'll be glad, because you have petitioned the Father in the place of prayer, believing for that money, and the money comes. Hallelujah. Because God wants our prayers to be answered. He wants our prayer to be answered. God wants our prayer to be answered. God wants our prayers to be answered. That morning, Smith Wigglesworth led the woman to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So in the name of Jesus, we can lay hands on the sick and they are healed. In the name of Jesus, we can do stuff and we will have results. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the authority of heaven on earth. He is the authority of heaven on earth. Under the earth, Philippians 2, 5 to 11 talks about how God exalts the name of Jesus far above, high above every other name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So it became the worthy Lamb who was able to open the scroll. In fact, what Jesus did was the basis of we engaging that name, you know, in the place of prayer. His obedience to the point of death purchased men unto God with his blood. So we come freely to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. So it is by that blood that gives us access, you know, into that name. We can come boldly before the Father. We can pray before the Father, asking him, petitioning him. I know there are principles that guide prayer, and I believe, you know, maybe some of us that will be taking some sessions will be still be talking on that. You know, the prayer of faith, prayer of petition, prayer of supplication, prayer of intercession, you know, all this prayer, they have their principles that guide them. I can't be using the principle of table tennis, you know, to be playing football. It's not possible. I try, Abby. I can't. It won't work. You know, I can't use my hand to play table tennis. So there are principles that guide prayer, and I believe we will be taught under this series. So in closing tonight, Jesus himself has graciously given us the authority. He has delegated the authority to us. Hallelujah. He has delegated the authority to us. The right power of an attorney has been given to us, has been given to you and I. So let us engage it. Let us use this right power of an attorney. Let us use it. Let us use it. An attorney stands or acts instead of a person. You know, Jesus is standing on our behalf. Okay? We can also stand on behalf of Jesus on earth, declaring stuff, you know, establishing the kingdom of God. I mean, establishing the will of the Father on earth, in our space, wherever we are planted, wherever we are positioned, we can stand as that attorney, you know, to speak over things, to speak over our lives, to speak over our children, to speak over our situation, to speak over our nation, to speak over our communities, to speak over our business, because we have that authority. Oh, sorry. Because we have that authority. Praise the Lord. Why are you laughing now? Praise God. So we've been authorized to act on Christ's behalf on earth in the name of Jesus. You and I have been authorized, has been given, you know, the grace. We have been given the open check to act on behalf of Christ on earth. To act on behalf of Christ on earth. So let us with boldness engage it. Let us with boldness engage the name of Jesus. That song says, the name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. Let's be on our feet. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and praise. The name of Jesus is greater, is greater and higher than Tremble, demons tremble at the mention of
of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Oh, yes. Nothing can stand against. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
What a beautiful name it is.
What a beautiful name.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,